Welcome to the Christ Victorious Sermon Series podcast. Join us as we become disciples who know Christ to make Christ known.
Our second lesson comes from 1 Peter chapter 2. Like newborn babies crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good. As you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans, but chosen by God and precious to him, you also, like living stones, are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. For in Scripture it says, "See, I lay a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in him will never be put to shame." Now, do you believe this stone is precious? But to those who do not believe, the stone that builders rejected has become the cornerstone, and a stone that causes people to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall. They stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they are destined for. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into this wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. This is the word of the Lord.
Every day, we tend to walk around with something in our ears. Music, podcasts, news reports, videos, there's this constant hum of sound in one way, shape, or form. Constant stream of voices speaking to you consciously, and even when there isn't actual sound, subconsciously, you hear various soundtracks. There's always a soundtrack of some sort that's going through your mind. My family right now is in the middle of musical season. My daughter had one last weekend. My younger two have some this weekend. There's constantly sound in our house. And I love soundtracks. I really do. Soundtracks help bring a story to life. And it's not just a musical, but any type of cinema that you look at, the soundtrack is what makes the movie because it can set the tone and cast the mood to be a certain way. Believe it or not, Home Alone was pretty much produced and they still didn't have a soundtrack. And they thought, hey, maybe John Williams, the guy who wrote Star Wars, like, and Jaws, like, maybe he'll do it. It was a joke, but they actually sent it to him and he said, yeah, sure. And though I would hesitate to hum the theme to Home Alone, if I played it, you'd know the story right away. That's how soundtracks work. Soundtracks will get you ready for something or cause you to remember. Soundtracks will get you ready or they will cause you to remember. Like I mentioned, John Williams, most of his soundtracks, you'll know them because all it takes is a few bars of music and you're remembering something that happened before in the movie and now you're getting ready for it to happen again. Soundtracks set the mood. They can make you fearful and anxious. They can make you glad and excited. They will help you recall and remember. Soundtracks alter the way you understand what you are experiencing. But the soundtrack that's always in our ears is not one that you hear out loud when you're watching a movie or in a musical. It's the playlist in your mind. The thoughts you repeat, the voices that echo and bang around in your head, the ones that you might not want to remember. What's your soundtrack? What's your soundtrack? And when you think about your soundtrack, what is it telling you about you? What is it telling you about you? The soundtrack, the voices, the subconscious rhythm and repeat and refrain that's constantly echoing in your mind. What are the voices that you hear when you fail? What's the soundtrack that repeats when you blow it and you biff up and you fall? What's the soundtrack that you hear when you win, when you succeed, when things are going well, What's the music that causes you to remember or get ready for something when you're alone or when you're in the middle of a crowd? Does your soundtrack sound something like this? You're still not enough. You have to prove yourself. You are only as valuable as your last victory, your last paycheck, your last grade, your last performance. Don't be so needy. A man would know how to handle this and fix it, so go do it. You don't belong. You don't look right. You don't sound right. You don't act right. And because you don't, you can't belong. And you never will. Whatever you listen to long enough will start to shape how you think. And in shaping how you think, it will shape what you believe, it will shape how you see yourself, and it will shape how you live. When you have a voice that speaks to you through the figurative or literal headphones on your head, it will tell you who you are. It will declare your worth and value, what your purpose is, and that will shape how you live your life. You've seen this shape before. There's a reason why it's so sticky. There's a reason why it clicks. Because we're very, very familiar with the broken versions of it. Those soundtracks that are broken like a broken record keep skipping again and again and again. And we'd like to get to the next track, but something sticks. There's a glitch and we just can't get there. We still hear, not enough, failure. Still can't measure up. Not worth my time, won't ever belong. Those are the stuck soundtracks that we hear. And as a result, it shapes what you remember and what you get ready for. I want to share this picture with you because I think it helps us understand the tension that we feel as sheep of a shepherd. We know good and well, and the children even knew the answers in the children's message. The Holy Spirit whispering because of the death, resurrection of Jesus, whispering into our ear of who we are and whose we are, but it is not the only voice that speaks. There are other soundtracks that whisper to you when it's least convenient for you and most opportune for you to get stuck on that broken soundtrack again, and that's the voice of our adversary. And so we hear two different things, and it becomes very hard to discern what is my soundtrack that guides my life. It's almost as if we need a pair of headphones placed upon us so that we can determine what we really need to remember and the truth of who we are, whose we are, and what our life is all about. This is a reason why we have confirmation. We value this formative period of time in the life of our middle schoolers. It's not an obligation. It's not a rite of passage. It's like, oh, great, got to a confirmation. Do the memory work, all the sermon notes, which, by the way, please have your sermon note out with you. No, this is an opportune time because we want to hear them. We want them to hear the right soundtrack. We want them to know who their Father is, their Heavenly Father, who unconditionally loves them and chooses them in Christ Jesus through their baptism, continues to reaffirm that every time they're in the Word, because that will shape their identity, who they think they are, and what they think they're worth, and that shapes how they live, their obedience. Obedience is not an obligation. Obedience is not a law. Obedience is the outpouring of our life in Christ. Our identity, who we are, shows up in how we live. And this triangle is the DNA of Scripture. Just think real quick, think of a Bible story, and I bet you this is there. For God so loved the world. Well, that's going to shape our identity and what we do. God spoke the world into existence. He created Adam and Eve. He chose Abraham. He saved the Israelites. He selected and anointed David. He called prophets. He kept calling back to his people because their obedience didn't match, so he kept speaking and giving them the same soundtrack again and again and again. And I tell you that because all of that sets the stage for the verse we want to look at this morning, which is 1 Peter 2, verse 9. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Look how that verse starts. But. Buts are big in the Bible. Let that sink for a second. Hear what you hear and then hear what I mean. Whenever you see one, highlight it, circle it, put a box around it, whatever the case might be, because it's giving you a contrast. And the contrast here is basically saying there's a different soundtrack than the one that the world will speak to you. There's a playlist that God has customized for you that you can't possibly create on your own, because we include all the broken soundtracks into our playlist as well. He has a different soundtrack in mind. He declares who you are. You are a royal priesthood, a chosen nation, a holy nation, a special possession. So I'd like to help you remember this by using the word track, like a sound track. Out of all those words, you could memorize the verse. It's a really powerful one. Chosen people, royal priesthood, holy nation, special possession. Let's try track. The first thing you are is you're treasured. You are treasured, not because of anything you've done, but because he's done everything for you. You are extremely valuable. You are worth time, attention, and love, because you're his special possession. To be a special possession means you're treasured. Some translations will say you are God's treasured possession. Way back in Exodus, when he pulls his people because he's chosen them and pulls them out of slavery, he says, you are my, the Hebrew word is peculiar. You're my peculiar treasure. Because when people look at you, they'll say like, why? Do any of you have kids that just have like random junk that's in their room that they don't want to part with? Am I the only house? Someone, please give an amen or something. Yes, thank you. Okay. You know what this looks like? Like, why? Because it's their treasure. And to us, it looks peculiar. It's like, it's a piece of paper. It's got a pizza stain on it, and it's bent and torn. No, Dad, it's a memory. Right, Josephine? It's peculiar to me, but it's treasured to her. If the world looks at you and think you're peculiar, God looks at you and says, no, that's mine. You're treasured, you're royal, a royal priesthood. It seems odd to us, after all. We're Americans, we don't need a king type of thing. But to be royal means that you have now been adopted into an inheritance that is beyond what you could possibly imagine. It means you're not trash. You are far from common. Through our life is a lot of common, because he has called you. You are treasured. You are royal. You are anointed. Anointed. This is what it means to be a holy nation. When you would anoint something, it's because you set it apart for a particular purpose. And only for that purpose. It can be used for a lot of other things, but it is for that purpose. Do any of you go into a forest, cut down any random tree, and put it into your house any other time of the year than Christmas? Why not? Because a Christmas tree is set apart for a particular purpose and also a particular time. Friend, you, and what else? You select a Christmas tree. You have been treasured, selected for a particular purpose. That's what it means to be anointed. Oftentimes in the Old Testament, they would anoint someone because it would then set them apart for a particular purpose. They would do it with kings. And the ancient church also did it in baptism. Anointing was part of it as well. You are treasured, you are royal, you are anointed, you are chosen, if you haven't caught that word yet. You are handpicked. You are selectively sought out. It's not picked as though you're the last in line and Jesus says, well, I'll take you. No, he runs and tries to select as many as he can because he wants us all. Not for his own credit, but to transform who you are. treasured, royal, anointed, chosen, and I love this last one because we've covered chosen people, royal nation, royal priesthood, holy nation, special possession, but all of these are plural. When it says, but you, it's not but you. So going back to what Pastor Toby said last time, y'all, but all y'all. Plural you, which means we are knit together. Following Jesus is not about you trying to figure it out by yourself. There's something, there's a, I don't know, is it acrostic? I think that's what it's called, that we use for children's ministry and youth ministry here at Christ Victorious. We want every single child and youth to have their own app. An adult, a parent, and a pastor. And if you've ever seen a confirmation here, you'll notice that there's one student, two pastors, and a lot of other adults. Because we want to demonstrate what that app looks like, because no child is ever meant to follow Jesus alone. And my dear friends, if you're no longer considering yourself a child, you aren't meant to follow him alone either. Because we too often hear the broken soundtracks in our mind. And so when we sing, when we proclaim, when we say the creed together, we are reminding each other of the soundtrack that is true. That we are treasured and royal, anointed and chosen, and knit together as one family following Jesus together. Because while this is who we are, there is something he's called us to do. You are so that you might declare. You know what it's like when you see a movie and you really want someone else to see it? You just like stay quiet. You don't ever recommend it to anyone. No reviews, anything. You just keep it to yourself. No. You share it. If you see a video that you're looking at and you want to give it to somebody, like, oh, someone else would really enjoy this. What do? You share. It's like one of the first, if you select, it's one of the first selections you have once you tap on that video. Share. How many different ways would you like to share? Social influencers and YouTubers make their living off of declaring. But so often what we're declaring is a broken soundtrack that says, oh, you know what? If I could just do this, then they'd like me. If I just do this, then they'd accept me. If I just did this, then I'd get the job promotion and I'd feel better about myself. But what if we hear the soundtrack that God has given us that actually breathes life into us and changes who we are, and that's what we end up declaring? To declare just means to make known broadly and widely. You could say maybe making Christ known where you live, work, learn, and play. When we declare. And what we're declaring is our story. Let me tell you about the one who chose me because I have a different soundtrack of what it means to be treasured and royal, anointed and chosen and knit together, not because I'm worth it, but because he loves me. One more image I want you to look at. It's this one by the same artist, Christopher Powers. We've used a lot of his art. This one shows you what it looks like that. You are so that. You have been given a different soundtrack so that what you speak becomes the saving soundtrack to somebody else, which changes what they hear in their mind and becomes the saving soundtrack to them. If you can see it, you have a nail-pierced hand that lifts someone out of a watery grave and breathes into their mouth a new message that swirls around, and then God uses that to impact and pull someone else up, which reads and pulls someone else up. That's what we get to do because we're a peculiar treasure. We are a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a chosen people. What God is doing in you is meant to have a ripple effect, an imprint of the gospel to those around you. And the world needs you, and we need you, because there's way too many broken soundtracks. The soundtrack that's given to you comes in your baptism. Before I went to Liberia, I had to figure out, I'm going to be on a flight, a couple of flights, for a long time. And I also know that most likely the hotel I'm staying at is going to be next to a club, and they don't shut down till 3 a.m, and I want to sleep. Sandy knows exactly what I'm talking about. We've got stories if you want to hear them. So I tried to figure out the earbuds to get. Which one's going to be the best? Which one's going to be noise canceling? Which one's going to allow an ambient sound so I'm still aware of the world going around me? I got to select what I put on or in my ears. In your baptism, you don't get to select the headphones. They are customized for you. You get a soundtrack that doesn't change with your age. It doesn't change with your sin. It doesn't change with your brokenness. It does not change when your life gets flipped upside down, torn apart, and then somehow glued back together. It's the exact same words. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a special possession that God might, through you, call someone else and give them a different soundtrack. You are his on purpose for his purpose. 1 Peter 2:9, just remember that one verse. It will declare to you who you are, whose you are, and what you get to do. First whispered to you in your baptism. Continually reaffirmed every time God speaks through his word. Every time you receive him here. This is your soundtrack. That the truth might shape your life. Soundtracks are great because they cause us to remember and to get ready, all caught up in the same story. It's God's story that he has now caught us up into, that you might remember who you are and whose you are and be ready for what he has yet for you to do. In Jesus' name and for his sake, amen. Let's make a soundtrack. I invite you to stand as we speak these words. I want you to think, as much as you are saying them, they're also entering the ears of the people sitting around you. So this is a way that we're knit together. We share our faith using words of the Apostles' Creed. So let's speak this together. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.